Okay. Kasim Alf. Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Omar Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi said, name is Father. Ezu he, name Rabbi Yossi. Ezu Meisa. Our mission said, Meisa is Chayim and Chalu. What's Meisa? And no sin Chayim and Tochemach. You put flour on the table, and not a table, in a pot, and you pour hot water on it. That's Meisa. Chalita, also Chalita is Chayim. What's Chalita? Kemach Letochamin. You put hot water down and you put dough into that. So which cooks better? The dough and the hot water. That's called an halacha tato gavar. When the heat source is already down there, that cooks better than when you pour the heat source on top. Okay? That's probably true in physics as well. But this is specifically in halacha, that is a well-known fact. So, Isa Chamek, come and see, I got a problem, says the Gemara. Chanech lekot kol tzarka beishamai mechayv. And it says in our Mishnah that by chalito beishamai makes you take off chala. Lo nech lekot kol tzarka, but if it's... Wait. Our Mishnah said that beishamai by chalito says you're by... Meisa, Beishamai says you're potter, Beisil says you're chayev. Beishamai says you're exempt by Meisa from Chala. And by Chalita, Beishamai says you're chayev, and Beisil says you're potter from Chala. Now, says more, come and see, Nechel Toko Torah Beishamai Mechayvin, where it's fully cooked, meaning that it's Chalita, so Beishamai is chayev in Chala. Lo nechleto kol tzorka beishamai potrim, where it's not fully cooked, so beishamai is exempt you. So there's some the Gemara is bothered by this. If the Gemara is saying that if in a case, one second. Yeah, this is bagels, right. That's what I'm saying. I'm talking about bagels.
Why does it have to repeat itself? If it says nechlota is higher than lo nechlota, certainly.
Right. Oh, no, so it's the opposite. Okay. I got confused for you. The question is, what obliterates baking more? This time it was baked beforehand. The question is, what is more of a case of obliterating baking? So, if we're going to say that where you poured water on top of it, that obliterates baking and you're exempt, so certainly a case where you dunked it in water, then that should obliterate the baking and it should be exempt. Yet Beis Shammai said in the case where you dunked it in water, you're exempt. In a case where you poured water on it, you're exempt. In a case where you dunked it in water, then you're chayev. That's counterintuitive. Again, when you're dunking it in water, that should more be shalok kederach afia. And yet there Beis Shammai said, you are chayev and chala. So when you poured water over it, which is less of a negation of the baking thereof, Beis Shammai says, in that case, you're exempt from chala. That makes no sense, right? Certainly in that case, you should be chayev and chala. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yassa, B'shem Rabbi Chizkia, B'shem Rabbi Chia, B'shem Rabbi Yossi said, Shnei Talmidim Shonu the Osa. There are two, even though the Mishnah seems to indicate that Beis Shammai had a different approach to each one of these cases, really it's two different statements to name Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai, whatever they said, they were consistent across the board. Either they said both are pots or they said both are chayev. But two Talmidim heard two different cases which ended up being conflicting reports in the name of Beis Shammai, what Beis Shammai said. The Beit Rabbi Ami, B'shem Rabbi Yehon said, Al Adover Azeh Alachti Yitz Rabbi Yosha Rubel Kesorik. Concerning this matter, I went to Rabbi Yosha, the great to Caesarea. Varmali, he said, Shnei Talmidim Shara, so he also told me two different Talmidim learned this statement named Beis Shammai, and therefore they're two different opinions. But really, whatever opinion holds in one, holds in the other. If Beis Shammai holds that you're chayev, it's both by dunked and by poured. If Beis Shammai holds potter, it's both by dunked and by poured. It's just that the two different students whose statements are according to the Mishnah, her are two different cases. Okay? Says the Gemara.
Yeah.
It was baked already. It was baked, and then it was cooked. Baked and cooked. Bagels are cooked and baked. These are baked and cooked. Okay?
Fully baked before.
Right, it was baked and then you cooked it afterwards, right. It's like a matzo ball. You know, a matzo ball is baked and then crumbled and cooked. It doesn't seem that. It might be. It might be. Maybe you're right. I can see the point on that. Well, what do I know? Yeah, it's good. It's partially baked and then you cook it afterwards.
Then it stops.
Then stops it. Yeah, it changes the nature. That's probably more likely. I agree with you. Says Gemara, where am I? Chachomim said, look at the Ivrezeh, look at the Ivrezeh. You know what? Not like B'Shamai, nor like B'Shilel. Rather, this is the general principle. El ha-nefe b'tan, or something which is baked in an oven, regardless of what happens subsequently, once it's baked, it's chayev. It's liable for challah. B'Yilvasu potur, if it's made in a pot or in a pan, potter is exempt from challah. Ezu cholut barur, what is something which is clearly cooked and is exempt from challah? On Rabbi Zira kol shor ma'ach tachtav, wherever there is fire underneath it. Now, yesterday when fire underneath it is a reason to be mechayev. Right? The question was, but it was a machlokas, but we said, fire underneath it could be a reason to be mechayev. Here we're saying fire underneath it is a reason to potter. But the main, and it's different, than it's a direct contradiction from what we had learned yesterday, but it's two different amoraim, so two different tanoim, so it's two different opinions. Here, anytime you have the fire underneath it, that means it's in a pan. And in the pan, there's liquid, and that exempts you from challah. Okay? Says, Rabbi Yisrael said, I feel or malach metachtav. Even if the fire is going underneath it, we came to osilas, also botzek. Even if right now you cooked it, if later on you're going to make it into a dough, so then you're chayev and challah. Okay? So this is, first they used to somehow cook it, and then they used to bake it afterwards, that's chayev and challah. So similarly, kemach koli, if you had something which is which was toasted flour and chaso botek, and then from this toasted flour you made dough and you baked it, chai b'chaos. So as long as it ends up like a bagel, as long as it ends up being baked, regardless of the fact that it started being cooked, it's chai b'chaos. Okay. Rabbi Yossi b'Shem Rabbi Yochanan said v'usha afyon, as long as you baked it afterwards, not like Mr. Pechter. Okay, chalos toter kik, but again, I want to emphasize that this is chalos chutz laretz. Or this is chalos eretz Yisrael. The question is whether it's special kulos in chalos chutz laretz. Okay, that's what the reason, the rationale of Pechter's is that it's Pechter alein erveis garnish, right? We're not talking about the company, but the logic of the logic of exempting is that there's a special thing with chalos chutz laretz that it's not the same thing as chalos eretz Yisrael, which we have not yet seen. Chalos toter. Yeah, so they'd be exempt from challah.
They would be exempt.
So you wouldn't make hamotzi in them either.
You wouldn't.
No. You make them in a pan. You fry them. Aren't they made from corn anyway? Okay. So they will. Okay, if you fry them, they're not bread. Okay. Says Mar. Yeah. If you have challah, which was made specifically for a korban toida, or matzahs were made for the korban of a nazir, I saw a lato, you made it for yourself, and you intended to use it yourself, you're the nazir, you're bringing the korban to the potter. Then you're exempt from challah. It says the first of your batter, the lo shel ekdish, not the batter shel belongs to ekdish. Then what if you made them to sell in the marketplace, chayev? Then they're chayev and challah. Why the chayev and challah? Because you might sell them to somebody who is not going to use them for a korban. That's more of a lo b'dai to adover toli. Why? You just designated them to sell to somebody who's chayev a korban. Says, well, no! You're a smart, you're a marketer, you're a salesman. But that's al kuchas adavar toli. It's contingent on who's buying it for one purpose. Maybe somebody's going to come along and buy it who's not a nazir, who's not mechuyev in carbon toda. Shemim tzal kuchas nitpul miyad. Maybe you find a customer and will buy it, and not for the purpose of nazir, but for the purpose of toda, and therefore nitpul miyad. Therefore, still in your hands, already in your hands, are considered to be tevel, meaning that they need challah taken off of them. Okay, alochay. Nachdom shasasor. A baker is making a sour dough, which of course is like a starter for his fermenting other doughs. L'chalik, to divide up among many different customers. Chai b'chala, since he's making it the proper size, it's chai b'chala. V'noshim shenosu l'nachdom la'sos l'msor. However, women who gave a baker a dough to make for them sour dough, imein b'shalachas men gashir. If when they gave it to the baker, none of them had the shear, which is requires challah, so patur min challah, their grain, their dough continues to be exempt from challah. Isas haklovim, dog's flour, meaning a cake which a shepherd would make to feed to a dog. So bisman shoroim ochli meimena. If the shepherds eat from this dough, so chayev es b'challah, it's liable for challah. Umarvin boy, you can make an eruv with it. Umishtatvin boy, you can make a shituf with it. In other words, eruv tchumin or eruv chatzeros or shituf mevos, which are both the latter two which allow you to carry. V'nasim v'varchnelay make a motzi on it. Umzamlay, you can be a bench on it. Because people do eat them, so therefore it's part of the things you're allowed to make a yontif. However, if the shepherds do not eat it, it's not chayv and chalo. You can't use it to make an erev. You can't use it to do the same thing for the courtyards in the alleyway. Don't make a bracha when you eat it, because it's not suitable to eat. And you may not be mezamin on it, because it's not suitable to bench on, because you didn't do the mitzvahs with it. You're not allowed to make it on yotif, because people don't... people don't normally eat it. A person can't fulfill his chiv with it on Pesach. Benkach, however, even though you can't do all these things with it, it's still considered to be food, albeit only food b'shas atchak. So therefore, you can't. It does receive the tuma which all food receives. Okay. On we go.
Tuma for everyone, or for the coin.
What?
In general, not just for the coin.
In general, yeah, general tuma. General tuma it has.
Any reason why the Mishnah had to go through all the negatives, even though
it's longer? I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there's a reason, but I don't know what it is. Okay, it says more. Chibi hamimareah kerush chavero. Somebody who smooths over his friend's pile of grain. Shlomi died without the friend's consent. Rabbi Yochanan Rishim and Lakish Machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan Rishim and Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Marnit Bal. Tough. Now you're not allowed to snack anymore because your friend did the miruach, smooth out your pile. Rishim and Lakish Amar Lo Nit Bal. It's not tevel because it's not your fault. You didn't intend to do it. Masevs have a kasha. Now this should be Rabbi Shimon Lakish asking Rabbi Yochanan, not as written here that Rabbi Yochanan asking Rabbi Shimon Lakish. So he asks the kasha from our Mishnah. But now that we learn, if a bunch of ladies gave dough to a baker to make for them sourdough, if none of them have the shiur, it remains exempt from challah. Maybe the baker or join them all together and making the large sourdough batch. So if somebody else can be memareach your kri and make you chayev, so to hear. Here the baker was memareach the kri, he smoothed it over, not literally but figuratively, by making the facilities available for you to
except the women knew that there was a possibility that everything would be joined together in case of a memoriah.
No, it's actually make it worse.
Well,
That should make it worse. So it certainly should be chayv mechala.
Yeah.
So we don't say that. So Amar Leih, so he said shanya. There it's different. Shkena osa isa amnas lechalka. You know why? Because even if you make a large dough, if the large dough is made with the intent of splitting up the smaller loaves, but to a ptur minachal, then the dough is exempt from chala. So to here, since the baker tends to divide it up back to the women who gave it to him, so the fact that it's joined together temporarily does not mechayiv, does not generate the chiyuv of chala. Amar Leih, so he said to him, what thing do we learn? Nachtum shasa solachale chaya bechala. If the baker made the dough in order to divide up, so it's also chayim mechal. According to you, should not be chayim mechal because although he made a large batch, he made the batch in order to sell. So therefore, it should be continue to be exempt. Each small batch, should continue to be exempt. So our Malaysia said, "Lo tisiveni nachto." Don't ask me a kasher from the baker. Nachtom lo b'daito davertoli there. The baker doesn't necessarily want to split it up into little packets. On the contrary, maybe you'll find customers that'll go back and make it a big dough. So in other words, who says that he's going to distribute up evenly and in small parcels? Maybe stream in large parcels. That's why in this case he is chayv to take off the chala. Okay, it's considered to be one large entity, which is already mechayv mechala. Elu chayav. Elu chayav. These are. I skip. Amalei, they said, wait a minute. What Nina? We're asking Kashmir Rabbi Yochanan again. They were in chorin amalim. You have ant holes, shalot of tzara rema, which spent the night, the ants in the hole spent the night, next to a pile of grain. Chayev, so whatever you find in the ant hole is chayev in trumusomyces, because you assume it's from the chayev pile, right? And now, that's not difficult, this is what's difficult. Ha b'tzara rema! Made the same mistake when appearing, sorry. In other words, I assume that whatever's in the ant hole came from this pot, which is already chayev. But the miruach was already done. The ants don't make the miruach. The miruach was already done before the ants came and grabbed away from there, right? That's okay. That makes sense. This is the problem. Okay, so the question is like this. It sounds clearly like it's only next to an arema was already chayev. But next to our Rema Petura, next to a pile which is not yet Mimurach, Miruach did not yet take place, and the ant took from there to his hole, so whatever is in the ant hole is exempt from Trumus and Meisers. How could this be that the Peturim could have Yochanan? Gornab Yochanan, we said that somebody else could do Miruach for you. So here, let the ants do the Miruach. Right? When they took it into their lair. And they smooth it over. Let that be miruach. So I'm Rabbi smoothing a pile.
I understand. Smoothing a pile requires an action to be involved.
Yeah. Levi Yerushalayim brings down that when the ants bring into their lair, they bring only clean grain. Just hand them out to miruach, making smooth, taking out the imperfections. Ants are very discriminating.
I guess when I hear the word smoothing out, yeah. There's some action to the time.
Right, so do I. But it's not just that. It means making everything look nice and aesthetic. And the ants do that. That's what it says. I'm not making that up. Honest. As I state.
Maybe they make their own pile, which is nice and aesthetic and smooth.
Right. That means, so even if it came from...
the old pile.
He understood that, right?
No, I didn't understand.
No, I understand that.
The whole, the new pile, but the ants right. In the yeah. Ant hole,
yeah.
Is that considered to be a marua?
Yes.
Yeah. I knew that was my question.
What does he have to do with it? The ants are making it, not God.
So you're basically saying that it could be a miruach.
That's Reish Lakish's Katz Rabbi Yechonon.
on something separate from the whole pile.
Right.
So that every little pile can have its own little only look.
Yeah.
Have you seen how Maximilian Man's hole looks like? How it's, you know, cratered and nice round on the outside.
Colonel, let me have that ant farm.
Ant farm.
Yeah, we had.
That's what they're doing. Okay. So it says the Gemara. Am Rabbi Yaina Amar should be Amar Lon. Amar Lon Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Oshir Rabbi Yochanan Shem Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Yeyush. You know, hypothetically, you're right. The truth is, it should be considered being Miruach when the ants do it. But the truth is, it's exempt anyway because of Yeyush. The owner gives up hope of getting that grain back. So what's the status of that grain now? It's tantamount to? If the owner gave up hope, it's tantamount to Hefker. And Hefker is exempt from Trumas and Meisers. Okay? Says the Gemara. Another answer. Shmuel Bar Abba Amar, you know, it's talking about these are not such great ants. They should be shigaruru, shiboli. They drag that's still in there in the chaff. So the ants didn't do a proper miruach. Since the ants didn't do a proper miruach, so therefore it's still exempt from chala. They're street ants. They are ants ben drusoi. They chaf the rind and ate it even though it wasn't properly processed. Okay. Says Mar Macy, this should be here again in typo. Macy Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish to be. Rabbi Yochanan asked Reish Lakish. But did we learn Ektation Shalom Nigmar? If you consecrated your grain before you properly finish it, before you did Miruach on it, Ugmar and Gizbar, and then the Gizbar, the treasure of Hektish, did the Miruach, he finished it off. And then you redeemed the Peturin. So you're exempt from doing Trumasumaisis and Chalo the whole bit. Ask the Gemara, ask Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Hare Gizbar ke Acheru. The Gizbar is like somebody else. Vata Marta Masha Osa Osui. Yeah, you're saying that his Miruach is what determines the status of the grain for all time. Why? And therefore, since when he was Mimareach, it was exempt because it was in the hands of Ekdesh, so it remains exempt even after you redeem it. Why should that be? According to Reish Lakish, that's difficult because Kin Reish Lakish, Miruach Haidachet Lav Shema Miruach. Somebody else's Miruach is not a valid Miruach, so therefore, once it gets out of Hektish, whatever Miruach is done then, that should be the defining moment. Not what happened when it was the hands of Hektish. So says the Gemara, Amarlei, so he said, you know what, Tipata commanded Mar Gizbar Bailim. This I'm called, Reish Lakish says, I don't like the opinion that holds that the Gizbar, when he has it, he is an owner. Since he is an owner, he can determine the nature of the chiyuv based on his doing miruach, or the lack of the chiyuv based on his doing miruach at the time that the grain is in his possession. With lo Rabbi Yossi, now Rabbi Yossi Amar, who Gizbar Ruacher, Gizbar, the person in charge of Ekdesh, is not as an owner at the time that he has it. Rabbi Hanani, Chavrun Drabbanon, Rabbi Hanani, the friend of the rabbis, the boy asked the question. Even if one of them has the proper shear, meaning he's asking on the case of the women, where the women all give their sourdough to their dough to the baker to make the sourdough. So he asks, even if one of them had the shear of challah, yes, since he wants to make, they want to make it the sourdough. So it's not fully complete yet. The A potter mina chala should be potter from chala because it's not fully complete. So it says the Gemara. I think the Gemara doesn't answer it. No, it's just a riot to the question. The Yom Rabbi Yossi Bershem Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Yain and Rabbi Zira both said Bershem Melezer, Af and Masha Belogi Lo Nitba. We have a case like this. Case where you have a wine press and you drew up some wine from the press in a cup, So we say that the cup does not mechayiv you take a chulas hamayis, you could still snack from it. Why is that? The cup or the ladle. Because eventually you're going to put it back, whatever's left over, you're going to pour back into your wine press. That's why it makes a difference. If it's cold, if it's hot, there's a whole difference you learned from Sechel Shabbos and Bavli. But be that as it may, what do we see from here? We see here the Yisoid that we can exempt from Challah in a case where it's not Gemar Melacha. So here too, when they give the sour, the dough to the baker to make it sour, it's not Gemar Melacha. Like Gemara Melacha says later on when you bake it, so it should be exempt from Chal at this stage. More than doesn't answer the question. Okay, Ezer Wisas clothing. What is dog? Dog though. Rabbi Shimon Melacha Shamar Kol Sheirei Bamursa. Anything which has a lot of bran mixed into it. Masnisa Amar Rabbi Shimon says Bizmacha Roy Nochli Miman. When it's the type of stuff shepherds eat. Sometimes, however, even the shepherds don't eat it. So what is the case where the shepherds won't eat it? Says Rish Lakish, it must be a case where there's too much bran in it. Okay? So that's my raya, that the stuff which shepherds don't eat is contingent on bran. Yes, bran, no, because the Torah says, which the shepherds sometimes will eat, it is Nisa, but now won't eat, must because of something situational, must because it's too salty. Okay? Says the Gemara, I know, too salty, whatever the case may be, whatever's wrong with the shepherd's cake. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, I know what it is, it's not salty, it's the bran. Okay, right. Masisa, Omar, what? Two of that's okay. Right. Rabbi Yechon Omar, kosh osin avid. Anytime you made it thick like a loaf, so it's chayv and challah. The Tani came also in the bride. So a song ke avin, if you made him thick like a loaf, chayev is it's chayev and chayev. A song he would have made it long and narrow like a beam, to where it's exempt from challah. Rabbi Bar b'shem Shmuel, Rabbi Yair b'shem Rabbi Chia said, b'shem Rabbi Chia, Ruba name Rabbi Chia the Great said, I feel also kluskin, if you made it into proper rolls, gevaldic breakfast rolls. But they're shepherd, there's Isas Glovim, it's dog stuff. It's exempt from Trumas and Mises. It's exempt from Trumas and Mises and Chala. Vatninan, ask the Gemara, then we learn him, Ain Roy Mokli, my man. So the shepherds don't eat it, and they're going to eat these great rolls, right? No, says Mark. We made rolls because he assumed the shepherds were not going to eat them and they used them as food pellets for the animal, whatever the case may be. Okay? The Nasis Biontif. Our dough can be made on Yontif. Masnisa, Lokrabishim, and Lozer. Our mission is like Rabishim and Lozer. The Tani we learned, Enel Si Mi Yontif L'Motzai Yontif. What is not allowed to make stuff on Yontif from Motzai Yontif. Ask the Gemara, ask the Mishnah, or the Bryce, whatever it is, the Gemara. Vatayi we learned, Memali Shakhtay Rabasar, a woman can make an entire pot full of meat. Abba Pichayno, even though right now she only wants to eat one piece. Kukum Kamechamino, a mad woman can eat up an entire urn of hot water. Abba Pichayno, Shrezimeno, Elkait Sechot, even though she's only drinking one cup from it. So if that's the case, Abba Loefos. It's a statement. It's not a question. Scratch it. I will levels ain't only for a solid circle. Rabbanu told to bake, she can only bake as much as she needs. Why? Because it doesn't enhance the baking process that more. To have more meat makes the cooking of the meat better. To have more bread doesn't make the baking of the bread better. So there is not allowed to what we call in Hebrew marbur shurim. She cannot add to that what she uses. It's too much of, so to speak, a romani keres, an outright treacherous deed.
Yeah, but what about the time that maybe people come on
Yatta
and she the unexpected
guest? You're right. It's interesting, Tina. The Gemara doesn't hear it, doesn't address it. I don't know if it doesn't Beitza, but it doesn't address it here. Now, here it should be Rabbi Shimon. Ben Elazar, Mer Mamali Yishri, Ben Shimon Elazar comes and says, a woman can fill her pot.
Why wouldn't he be afraid of
bread? Pas with bread. Mimnesha pas yofe b'shar shatan amole, because bread is good when the oven is complete, is whole, is full. I don't know exactly what it means, but so you can even put this.
Yeah, it means that the bread of one loaf gives a nice flavor to it.
Right. Oh, so that's why we can even make mayantif, as many as you need. That's right. That's what you're doing. Okay, Tani, we learned matzah gezula. If you stole matzah, also levarich olav. Now I have to make a brach on it. On Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua said, why is that? Hashem botzei berech. Somebody who took it as a bribe, that which has to do with the berech literally means the knee. Misama you steals, that's Botzea, Berech, and then makes a bracha afterwards, Neitz Hashem Mimach Hashem. So it's all one long run on Pasuk. Botzea, Berech, Neitz Hashem. Somebody who steals and then makes brachas on the stuff he steals, he's a blasphemer. Okay? Rabbi said, "Oh, it's only when he first gets the object or the food stuff." But if already the owner gave up hope of ever getting it back and it changed its status, you don't know even own the object anymore; you own money. So if that's the case, in this specific case, you should be able to take a bracha on the make a bracha on the object itself, right? Because the object is not repugnant, and it's after Yeush and Shirushus, right? It's after he already gave up hope of getting it back. Am I making myself clear? Yeah, we had a bracha. Okay, Rabbi Yosimar ain't mitzvah avera. No such thing. Says if a mitzvah is any avera involved in it, there's no mitzvah. You can't make a bracha. Rabbi Yosef said, not quite. Eilein a mitzvah, season mitzvah, zimas. You also can mitzvah. If you did them properly, hey, mitzvah, so we love a mitzvah, not the not proper mitzvah. But here he followed the law, the letter of the law. Might be that it originally got them as theft, but it was after Yesh and Shinu Rishus. So that's a machlokas Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yosi. Does that take off the deficit or does not take off the deficit? Okay? Let me call time out, get a cup of coffee, and then we'll start on Lachava. Achala v'truma. Yid chala, yid truma, chev la misa, we kill you. V'chomesh, not we, God, sorry. God kills you, it's misa v'dei shamayim. V'chomesh, you did it unintentionally, pay a fifth. V'asu el azorim, and it's forbidden for non-Kohanim to eat. Ve'nichse kohen, it belongs to Kohen. V'olim echomea, if it gets mixed into something, you need 101 to cancel it. Utunim rechitzus daim, you have to wash before you eat it. V'ayav shemesh, and you have to go to the mikveh before and wait till nightfall if you were tamei before you eat it. Ve'in tamei natar la tamei. You can't take from tar on tamei. But that's be from the same thing you're taking on. That's because Elamina Mukov, you have to take from the same general vicinity. Mina Dover Garmi comes taken from something which is fully ready. Homer, somebody says, what? Yeah, that's what it says, sure. It's just like Shumanas, Mina Mukov, yeah. Okay, from the same batter of dough which you're baking from. Homer Kol Garni Truma, somebody says, may all my silo be truma, b'chol yisasi chala, and all of my dough be chala. Lomar klum, it's meaningless. Actually, shar miktus, he has to leave something over. Okay? Rabbi Yehuda bar Pazi and Rabbi Chana, in b'shem Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yitzchak, say, chala chulenu. I might have thought, if not for a Mishnah, that chala is really chulen. And I see you, Amir, Mutzulagalgaman, and you could say anybody's allowed to make a dough from challah. But from Cain, that's what Mishnah tells. Tzarech Meimah had to tell us, Achala v'atruma chayo v'lo amisa v'choymish. You get death or a fifth. Esther mitzvahs, a little bit of a gadata here. Esther mitzvah saw the moisach lo yochal prusa. A person does 10 mitzvahs before he eats a piece of bread. Mishum lo tachrosh. He doesn't plow with an ox and donkey together. Okay, no kilayim. Baal tizra doesn't plant kilayim. Baal tachsom, he doesn't muzzle the ox. He does leket, shicha, upeo, all the things that go to the poor people. Truma, umayser rishon, umayser shei, v'challah, and finally does challah.
What's interesting here, you say that non-performance or non-violation.
That's right, it's very good. I was thinking about it myself. Non-performance of a lav is tantamount to fulfillment of a mitzvah. It's a well-known thing.
According to this, you're doing mitzvahs all the time.
That's right. Yeah. I think there's a famous gra about that. Yeah.
What did you say? I didn't catch it. The non-performance of an avera is tantamount to doing a mitzvah.
Because that's one of the 10 mitzvahs.
You're doing a mitzvah.
Yeah.
That's what you just said. If it does something,
Not plowing with the ox and donkey together, or not muzzling, or not etc. Not planting shatnez. Okay, this is an afkamina. Rabbi Yitzchok said, it should. Now here's the Rashi changed the gears. He said, "Kan asi mesa pitzui," when he want to come to take his bread, beyond in his hands. But it should be mace of liyodoi. He would take his hands, who push it as three says boy and spread out his 10 fingers. Vama, he said, fulfill 10 mitzvahs by this bread. So actually, when you make amotzi, you're supposed to put all 10 of your fingers on the bread for that connotation. Okay? Anybody do that? Yeah, it's brought down the books. Are you afraid you make a motzi? Put your all 10 fingers on the bread. To connote the 10 mitzvahs which are done in the process of processing. Chuma Ko. Chal alcohol. When you take a chal, you should say this is chal. You should verbalize this is chal on the entire batch. Truma alcohol. You should verbalize this is truma on the entire batch. Shei of truma. Truma la Hashem. It says that truma is for God. So Shem Yuchad. This is the special name of God. Meaning you make a bracha when you take of truma. Minayin shelo asa klum ad sheyishar mikzas. I know you did nothing unless you left some over. Tam lo mereishis. Says from the beginning you take lo koreishis, not the entire beginning you take as truma. Okay, Ajlo Chamisha Dvorim, first parak of Chala under our belt, second parak.
This message should have been
at the beginning. Should have been at the beginning of the Zeroyim. Yeah. Peros Chutzlaretz. The fruit of Chutzlaretz, Nichlasu Laretz Yisrael Laretz, which came to Eretz Yisrael. When enters the boundaries, you ought to be kalishab. If they left the Holy Land and went to Chutz La'aretz, Rabbi Elazar Mechayev says it's still Ritzchayev and Chal. Rabbi Akiva point there. Give it as your example. Offer Chutz La'aretz Shabbos Sfeino, the dirt from Chutz La'aretz, which came into a boat in a boat. La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, Chayev and Meiser Shushis, Chayev and Meiser and in Shmita. I'm Rabbi saying most of the much as Sfeino go chances only if the a boat is on land, not dry dock. Yeah, it's all about to get this whole vision. Not dry dock, but it's actually sitting on the ground. If you have a dough which was kneaded with fruit juice, it's liable to challah, but on the other hand, with dirty hands, then you don't have to wash for it, because it's like cake, it's not like bread.
This is just quite to the contrary.
Yeah.
Now we're saying fruit juice.
Why is that?
I assume because if you're kovei asur on it, it's chayav mechala. I mean, it's bread. Yeah, but that's, I mean, they're there without a shear. But you're right, this seems to be against what you just told us before about bakeries. Who doesn't? Oh, he doesn't follow some of his brothers. Okay. Some of his parents, although probably not all of his parents. You're right, this sounds like it is Chayav Mechala.
Yeah.
All right, maybe the Gemara's going to say something. I didn't finish the whole Gemara on this. I don't know. It's a good point. Yeah, the Gemara goes on for a long time about that. I didn't get there. Aisha Shevis, because this is also Babli, a woman can sit, because of Chalos, and take off her Chalos with the Baruch Harum when she's naked. Because we say a woman can crumble herself up physically into a ball, so none of her erva shows. I have a low ish, but not a man, because his erva protrudes. Okay? Peres chutzah tuchule, says the Gemara.
Basically, the mission is saying that there could be a problem, theoretically, when you're not dressed appropriately.
Because the natsbun can't make the bracha.
Just that we're saying that she's allowed to hear
because she can make
bracha.
Because she can scrunch herself up. We have this in the Babli, though. Yeah. Mar brachos. Mar spoke about the buttocks, whether the buttocks are ever or not. Yeah. No, our collection. Yes. He doesn't recall Racy Gemara. So holy man. Okay. Says more further. Peres Chutz Laaretz. Ksiv, it says, El Oretz Ashani Meviyeschem Shoma, to land to which I am bringing you. Shoma Atem Chayobim, there you are Chayim and Chala. Ein Atem Chayim and Chutz Laaretz. You're not Chayim and Chala and Chutz Laaretz. Tani, we learn, Zudivin Ameir, Ameir is the one who holds that fruit which enters Eretz Yisrael is Chayim and Chala. In other words, if you bring an apple, has to be bread. You bring bread into Eretz Yisrael from Chutz Laaretz, so you're Chayav and Chala, according to Rabbi Meir. Aval Divi Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, Perus Chutz Laaretz, she nichnasu Laaretz, isn't he? He says, you're Chayav. My time with Rabbi Lezer, what's the logic of Rabbi Lezer? Lechem Oretz! Bread from the land, lo lechem Chutz Laaretz, not bread from Chutz Laaretz. My time with Rabbi Kiva, what's the logic of Rabbi Kiva? To land to which I am bringing you there. There's a lot of excess verbiage in this pasuk. What it means is shama tem chayav. There you're chayav. Ben beperchutz laretz. Ben beperchutz laretz. Whether the fruit is originally from the land of Israel or from chutz laretz. My kaim Rabbi Lezer. Time to Rabbi Akiva. What does Rabbi Lezer do with the pasuk Rabbi Akiva? Eloretz hashanim eviyeschem shama. To land which I am bringing you to there. Meaning anything there is chayav. Sakut tekasha. We're not going to answer that. We're not going to answer it tonight. Chavrai b'shem Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Bar b'shem Rabbi Lazar gave an answer, but we will not see it. It comes later on. In the meantime, let's cut. Rabbi Yila b'shem b'shem Lakish said, "Kach m'shem Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Lazar." How did Rabbi Akiva defeat Rabbi Lazar? Rabbi Akiva said that chayiv even on grain which came from Chutz Laaretz, Eretz Yisrael. How do you feel? Rabbi Lezer said, it's only in land which grain which grows in Eretz Yisrael. Says the Gemara, what did he say? He told him, Ein ha-moideli, don't you can see to me, b'shoshin ichnusu Yisrael, Loretz, when the Jews entered the Holy Land after the time in the desert, umatsu, and they found kimachin, flowers. The next one, instead of flowers, should be betsekos, and those shame chayovim b'chalot, that they were chayim and chalot. Immediately, v'lav gidule pupturu. Oh, didn't they grow under the watch of the Canaanites? And they grew on the watch of the Canaanites, that should be exempt. And nonetheless, you could see to me that those are chayiv. So to hear, if you have something which grew in a place which is potter, and then becomes chayiv, now it grows a chutzor, and then enters there to soil, becomes chayiv. And when Rabbi Akiva said this to Rabbi Lezer, you know what happened? Rabbi Lezer was silent. V'mekabel minei, he accepted the svar from him. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said to me, honey, I'm astounded. How could Rabbi Akiva ask such a kasha, Rabbi Lezer? And Rabbi Lezer accepted the kasha. It's a simple the distinction.
What's so funny?
I think the question is ridiculous. The reason why the question is...
So did the Gemara.
No, the question is... I'm not sure the Gemara is going now. He makes an assumption which he has no basis. But we found dough among the Canaanim, and the other person accepts. Oh, yes, he definitely found it.
Oh, you don't like the premise.
The
Gemara has a much more lamedish refutation.
Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is better than the fact that the Canaanites.
Closer. You're getting warmer. But this is a fundamental principle we're about to learn. The Gemara, the Bavli does bring down its principle, get into. You'll remember once you see it. Says the Gemara, it's different. Tamanat shelo nichnaso lo lemafrei Yoshu. And they entered that, just saw they retroactively conquered it. What do I mean retroactively? Dom Rabbuna B'Shem Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman, top of Yudama base now. Rabbi Shmuel, the name of Shmuel Nachman, Lizaracho Etain, Enk Sivkan. Shteitnish, it doesn't say by the Aves that I'm going to give it, going to give it to your children. El Lizaracho Nasati. I already gave it to your children. Kfar Nasati. What does the Bavli call this? Eretz Yisrael Muchzekes Ilonu Me'avoseinu. Bavli and Gittin Daf Mem Zayin. Very famous Gemara. That really Eretz Yisrael belongs to us from the Avos. From here we learn a famous yeshiva Shir Yisoid. Mikanu L'Habo L'Mafreya. That the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael was activated from the time they entered Eretz Yisrael, but it was activated retroactively. From the time that the Avos were there. The Avos already established the central Kenyan. And then that was dormant until they actually entered Eretz Yisrael at the time of Yoshua. So that's what he's saying. Stuff which grew in Eretz Yisrael, even under the Canaanites' watch, is already chayev. This is similar to what you're saying, but somewhat better. It's already chayev, just dormant inwards in potential, not in practice. When they entered Eretz Yisrael, it's made a chayev. But fruit which comes from Chutz La'aretz Eretz Yisrael, that never had any relevancy to Chiyav Chala. I meant grain. Okay.
In other words, we, like we say, we never lost it. It is
never lost it, right.
Found him.
Yeah, never lost
it.
That's right. Now, Mamakayim Tai Rabbi Lekiva, this is a cool Gemara. Mamakayim Rabbi Kiva, Tai Rabbi Lezer. What does Rabbi Kiva do the Pasuk Rabbi Lezer? Lechem Aretz, it says bread of the land. So says Rabbi Kiva, it's a cool thing. It's finished in the solar. It says, Mamish no get a loch lemaisa. You're flying on a lau, or a tower. By the way, there's a picture today in the paper of the plane they chartered to take the troops to Kuwait from North Carolina. Tower Air. Tower Air.
With an Israeli pilot?
I don't know. I found that amazing that the Arabs actually let that in. But Tower Air. Okay, so we are flying to Eretz Yisrael over on tower, and they start breaking bread on the plane. So whether it's Chayim Chala or not is contingent on where the bread was baked over the sea, or overhead. How so? Says Mara. Rabbi Akiva says that any grain which enters Eretz Yisrael is chayv and chala. But what more? It has to be if the baking takes place in Eretz Yisrael. And that's what we're going to say. im kir lechem besvishin osart ikim panam in a chutlif name. If the crust forms from the string and in chayevis. Now the string is of course the Eretz Yisrael extends like this. The land of Israel extends like this. So we draw, here's actually the northern boundary, and here's the southern boundary. So we draw a line, which draw in the Mediterranean. Okay, that's called the Chut, the imaginary line, which is the international waters. Right, the 3 mile zone. So if the ship is traveling here, right? If the bread is baked, being baked, and the crust forms before you enter this line, so Rabbi Akiva says you're potter. If the crust forms after you enter this line, so Rabbi Akiva holds your chayv. Okay? This is Vadi El Arish. That's where it is. Okay? Says Mara. So again, in Karm Panem in a Chut Leaf name, if it forms a crust from once you get inside the line, Chayav is its Chayav Mechal. In a Chut Leaf, if it forms a crust before it enters the line, Petur, it's exempt. Al Daita Rabbi Kiva, Kor Rabbi Kiva, he's Svinasa, the same is true about boat. He says Goy, or the dough of a Goy. He Ach Nasasan, when you bring him into Eretz Yisrael, Shakol Holech Achav Krimatanur, everything goes after when it takes form in the oven, right? Moedach Akiva, Akiva said, Chachom agreed Rabbi Kiva, Bachnasa Sanlorit in the case of coming into Eretz Yisrael, Shakol Holech Achav Krimatanur, that everything goes after when it forms a crust. Now, how do they know that? How do they agree that? Mimad Rabbi Kiva, Meitzer Rabbi Lezer, Mekav Minei. So Akiva asked the Kasha Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer accepted from him. So it must be that he agrees that once it gets baked after it enters Eretz Yisrael, after it enters the line, so it's Chayv Nechala. Okay. Rabbi Yonah Boy Kun Rabbi Yomir. Levi Shleim has a shtickle more complicated. Well, I paused before. Levi Shleim is a little bit more complicated. I'm not sure if it's worth getting into.
You run
out of 31. Yeah. Yeah, but he actually makes a point. Chachamim somehow. Well, he wants to say Chachamim actually argue with Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lozer. But there is no real Chachamim in our Mishnah. So he kinds of tax on a shita. Forget it. You're right. It's not worth it. Rabbi Yehuda bought Kovin Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yehuda asked him for Rabbi Yirmiyah. B'shash nichnasu Yisroel Oretz, when Am Yisrael entered Eretz Yisroel. U'matzu kama lacha. They found moist grain growing. Ma'u shi asur m'shum chadash. Become also because of chadash. Now, there was no chadash in the Midbar. Now they entered Eretz Yisrael. They entered the stuff they found there growing become chadash. Amalei said, "Lama lo?" Such a Jewish answer. Why not? So he said, "Ad kedun lacha." "Ad kedun lacha afili veisha." Okay, you answer me. So he said, "Okay, yeah." Who's talking to? Rabbi Yonah asked for Rabbi Yonah. So Rabbi Yonah said, why not? So Rabbi Yonah said, okay, fine. So that stuff is just still growing. What about dried grain? He said, he said, if you look, tzura, same thing. Even if it's dry, even if it's already harvested, it's also a Chodesh Taker. You're right. Once they enter, it's a Chodesh kicked in.
Fresh.
But they're all growing. But even harvested. So I asked him, if that's the case, even stuff which they're, the Kananim already harvested last year should be also because of Chodesh, because they still have in Makar v'Korban Omer. Kach and the Omer, if that's the case, what am I going to say? Lo Yochu Yisrael Matzah B'Leil Pesach. How did the Jews eat matzah that Pesach when they entered Eretz Yisrael? So he says, what is the Bavli answer, by the way? Anybody remember the Bavli answers? The Bavli answers, the Kedushin Daf Lamech Ches, he brings it down. That, but I remembered it before I saw it. So. Bavli answer that they ate the mun. They made the matzah from the mun. They still had mun with them for 30 days after the mun stopped. And they made the matzah from the mun. That's the Bavli answer. But the Yerushalmi gives a different answer. Amrav Yehuda, being the nafkus tia, I forgot what this means.
Dying is supposed to be perceptive enough to know that even if you have two bona fide witnesses,
Rabbi Yair said, "Mean the nafkus. Once I left Rabbi Yair's presence, tahis, I was astounded. In other words, I was upset at myself. The lo amartale, I didn't say to him. Why didn't I say to him? Shan yohi shemitzvah sasei doiche lemitzvah lo sasei." That they could have eaten matzah that year because the asay of matzah is doich of the lav of chodesh. The mitzvah say matzah pushes aside the los asay not to eat chodesh. No, because they didn't sacrifice last year. They haven't yet brought a korban, so everything is chodesh. Right, so first of all, I say until first the second day Pesach. So first of all, I say I'd say dochelos I say. How died the Rabbi Yehuda do Omar mitzvahs I say dochelos I say. Now, how died the Rabbi Yehuda do Omar mitzvahs I say dochelos I say mitzvahs I push dochelos I say. Avu b'shein subetzina. Even though the I say is not written immediately next to los I say, nicho that's good. Because our Rabbi Yosi, according to Rabbi Yosi Duamar, who said mitzvah ain mitzvah sasei dochel mitzvah lo sasei, and asei cannot push off a lav unless elin keksuva betzida. What's a classic case for tzurim right next to tzitzis and shatnas? Right, they're written immediately next to each other. So tzitzis pushes off shatnas because it's an asei and lav written in immediate juxtaposition, but the asei of Matzah is not written in juxtaposition to the mitzvah lo sasei of not eating chodesh. So how can you say one and two is written together, right? So how do they eat matzah that year? So he says, it's not a kasha. Mashayu tagore goyim mochrim lehem. What do you do nowadays? Where do you get the grain from? From goyim. So they got goyish grain. No, so goyim and so there is, but they bought from merchants from Chutzlar, so they imported the grain. So they imported the grain. What's the kasher? They imported it. That's one answer. Says the Gemara, Ukra Bishma.
That disagrees with the view of the Mishnah that says imported grain is.
That's true, but chal is different because it's special because there is the cost of lech kisavo shama, whatever the language is by chal, right? This would be different. Or else, says the Gemara, another answer: Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel, my kopiyah shnembu v'atayra. Any mitzvah I say mitzvah kliya b'aretz, which is mentioned in the Torah, everything is. After 40 years, it didn't kick in right away. It only cooked in after the 14 years. Sheva shekov shuva sheva shechoku. Only after the 14 years which they were conquering the land of Israel. Okay? Heser Ebun Barkano. I ask for Ebun Barkano. Vaksiv.
He would never do anything wrong, right?
Shimon, you know what? Well, we'll stop here for I did prepare this, but I'm a little bit iffy on it, so we'll stop here. Yeah. Which machlokas? No, then nobody uses my say. Again, the Bavli just says the mon answer. There's no. Shikasa Betsida? I don't know. I don't remember. I only learned Yavamas once. I don't remember. Are you good at Yavamas? Okay, so then if you don't recall, it's fine. Yeah. I don't recall, but as I said, my memory of Yavamas is faulty, so it's only learned the once in Daf Yomi. You're right. That's where it would be. Okay.
This tape is meant to cover the gap, which includes Challah, Daf Yudalef, and Daf Yudbeis, for which the tape is missing. And we're going to begin on Yudalef Amraf Mamisha at the top, second word. Hasi Rabbi Bumbar Kahana. Rabbi Bumbar Kahana brought a raya to say that Bnei Yisrael were commanded on Chodesh Amili when they came into Eretz Yisrael. They ate from Avu Eretz from the day after Pesach. Lo b'shishosar does not mean that they ate on the 16th day of Nisan, which means that they had to wait for the Chodesh to be permitted. Well, on the other hand, it says that Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim on Machras HaPesach. And there, it's talking about the 15th day of Nisan. Machos HaPesach, not referring to the day after the first day of Pesach, but the day after the Shechitas Korban HaPesach. And so if that's the case, clearly we would say that, if that was the case, including Chodesh had been Mutter, since they're eating Chodesh already from the day of the first day of Pesach, not from the second day of Pesach. Now, the way the next line is read in the Gemara by the Rosh Cirilio and by the Gra, it's really a header from the Mishnah. Yotam Mikan L'Sham, Rabbi Lez Mechayev, Rabbi Kiva Poitzer, perils which were grain which was taken from Chutz Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, Rabbi Lez Mechayev in Chala, and Rabbi Akiva patters it from Chala. Says the Gemara, it should be not Amar Rabbi Eliezer, but just Rabbi Eliezer Amar. That's also from the Rosh Cirilio. Rabbi Eliezer, not Rabbi Eliezer Amar. Rabbi Eliezer Minasrei, Rabbi Kim Minasrei. Each one learns their shita from the psukim which they learned the shita beginning of the Mishnah, the reverse case where it came from Chutz Laretz Eretz Yisrael. My time to Rabbi Eliezer. What's the logic, Rabbi Eliezer? What's his pasuk? Lechem Aretz Mikom Makom Hu. True. No matter where it is, Lechem Aretz is chayiv in Chala. Rabbi Kim Minasrei. My time to Rabbi Kiva. What's the source of Yekiva? El Oretz Hashanei Avivayetzchem, Shoma. There. Shoma atem mechayovim, bein atem mechayovim b'chutz l'aretz. You're required to keep challah in Eretz Yisrael and not in chutz l'aretz. Rabban the Kesar Mishayim Rabbi Chinna said, b'machloikes. The Rabban the Kesar in the name Rabbi Chinna said, it's a machloikes. Meaning that there's machlekes, if everything which they were kavish from Chutz La'aretz, what Bnei Yisrael conquers from Chutz La'aretz, afterwards, after the Kibush Aretz, also became Chayv and Chala. And the Nafkamina will be for the boat, as we shall explain subsequently. Says the Gemara, machlekes, it's machlekes, and the name Rechia said it's machlekes, come, come, share, tidroch, kaf, lav, raglechem, bo, lochem, yet. That's every place where your feet will step, your foot will step, that shall be to you. Ein b'chal ela masha b'prat, uchrabi huda, meaning that the beginning of the pasuk come, come, is a cloud. And then later on the pasuk says, me'amid bar, v'alavanona, etc. That's a prat. And ein b'chal ela masha prat, specifically places which they conquer within the borders of Eretz Yisrael have a din of Eretz Yisrael, but that which they conquer from Chutz La'aretz does not have a din of Eretz Yisrael. That is Rabbi Yehuda. Meseivin Rabbi Yehuda, so they ask Rabbi Yehuda, im b'sfari Eretz Yisrael. If we're talking, if the pasuk is only telling us that the borders of Eretz Yisrael included, so just right, v'oksinim barava v'onona zevan har gadol kol pras, In other words, you don't need to say because the whole pasuk already specifies. The pasuk already specifies what the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael are. So therefore, it's not a matter for Sfarei Eretz Yisrael, for the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. So in the Sfarei Chutz La'aretz, that too is chayv in Chodosh when they acquire it. Mi'atov, if that's the case, Mashal David Holoch Mechabish Baram Naraim Baram Tzova Yuchel Mechav. That which we know that they went and conquered in Aram Tzaraim and Aram Tzova in the days of David should be considered chayv Mechala. Yet we know it's not. So Shana Hisha David Minich says Safari Eretz Yisrael Mechabish Safari Chutz La'aretz. It's different because David was leaving the forsaking certain gvulos in Eretz Yisrael which he didn't conquer, and he was taking up the gvulos and Chutz La'aretz. And there's one interpretation of Kibbutz Yochid, which we have in the Bavli and Gittin. There it's also an interpretation that he was only his him without as far as the Kibbutz Rabbim. But there's here, and it doesn't use the lashon of Kibbutz Yochid. It just tells us the svara that it was without being kovish svara Eretz Yisrael. Now, so this is this has a ramification, says Lev Yerushalayim here, for the Machlokes Yehuda Rabbanan in our Mishnah about Ofer Chutz La'aretz that came to in the boat to Eretz Yisrael. Rabbanan hold that it becomes kadosh as if it was conquered, as if it was a conquered portion of Eretz Yisrael. That's why the Sfina goes the Sfina is chayev. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that when we conquer the boundaries of Chutz La'aretz, it doesn't have the din of Eretz Yisrael. So then, it's, therefore, it's only when the Sfina goes sheshes, it's only when it's touching ground that then the vegetation inside is deriving nourishment from the land of Eretz Yisrael. That's chayev in Maitris. That's the Rash Cirilio, the Rebellion of Fulda, and Pnei Moshe, thus all relate this this discussion to the issue of whether Sfina has to be Gosheshes or not. Again, if we hold that Safari Chutz La'aretz are also Chayav as long as they were conquered. So the boat, as long as it enters into the national waters, there must be a better term for it, than of Eretz Yisrael, it's already considered to be part of Eretz Yisrael if they conquered it. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, said it has to be part of Eretz Yisrael proper, and conquest doesn't make a difference, so therefore it has to be Gosheshes, and so that it's actually Yoinek from Eretz Yisrael. Have a boy, Meimar. Says in Ravaita, they wanted to say, Mad Amar Tamon Chayav. In the Mishnah, in other words, in the Mishnah, they're only mentioned Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon. I'm sorry, in the Mishnah, where they mentioned in Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon, it only mentions Meiser and Shviz. And we assume that there's also in Yechala. So the Mishnah says, so we assume it's in Yechala as well because it's a Mesechet Chala, I imagine. So I have a boy in my madam, my tamon chayav, that the chayav in Meisters and the Shvius, Afoch chayav is also chayav in terms of Chala. Madam, my tamon patur, and the madam who says that it's patur, Afoch a patur, just like it's patur from Shvius and Meisters, it's also patur, mean from Chala. Says Mar, not necessarily. Afilu k'mandomar tamon potter. It could be even according to mandomar that there by shvius and ma'aser would be potter hocha chayev. Here might be chayev in terms of chala. Why kevan shenichnasu le'eretz Yisrael nischayvu? Since it says since the moment they entered Eretz Yisrael, it becomes chayev. So since that is the case. Unlike Shvius and Maisel, they only became Chayvin when, after Kibush Chilu, Chala, they became Chayvin earlier when they entered Eretz Yisrael. So it could be that the parameters of Chiyuv of Chala are more stringent than the parameters of Chiyuv of Maisel and Shvius, and they would even be, according to Rabbi Huda, even be if the Sfina is not Gosheshes. Even though for Maisel and Shvius, it has to be Gosheshes, but not necessarily for Chala. Ksiv, it says, who? He is, Yeravam ben Yoash, Melech Yisrael, who conquered as Gvul Yisrael, mi Levo Chamos vad Yam Arava. He conquered the boundary of Israel from Levo Chamos until the Yam Arava, Kedvar Hashem, Elokei Yisrael. Like the word of God, the Lord of Israel, Shedibar Biyadavdo Yonah ben Amitai Hanavi, Hashem Gas Chefer. Like the word of the Hashem spoke to Yonah, the son of Amitai. It's interesting, we usually associate him only with Sefer Yonah, but he also is in Sefer Malachim. Who was from, he obviously had other Nevuos besides Nineveh, who was from Gat Chefer. Rabbi Chinova and Binon, Echanamar, Koma Shekibesh Yoshua Kibezeh. Anything which Yoshua conquered, Yeravam ben Yoash conquered. Echanamar, Yesemash Yoshua Kibezeh. No, he conquered more than that which Yoshua conquered. Tana Rabbi Sidur. It's interesting name. Rabbi Sidor brought a Braiso Misayel Rabbi Mona, which is assists Rabbi Mona to say, who says that he got more than Yehoshua. Yomim Kalim Osu Yisrael Ba'osa Oretz. It says that Am Yisrael was very few, says Am Lachim, that Am Yisrael was very little time in that land until Aram came and conquered it back for him. And if you're going to say that he only conquered that which Yehoshua conquered and not beyond that, well, we know that they retained the land which Yehoshua conquered till they were kicked out of Israel at the time of the first Golos. So it must be that more than Yehoshua conquered, and that additional amount was only settled by them for a short amount of time, and that actually comes from the Gra, so cited by Levi Yerushalayim, of course. Afra Chutzlaretz, the Shebalo Surya, if Afra Chutzlaretz comes to Surya, Naseh Kisurya, it becomes like Surya. Yotza Misham Lekan, Nis Chayev. So, if it comes from Surya to Eretz Yisrael, then it comes Chayev in Kedin, not just Kedin Surya, but also becomes Chayev Midrabanan, but also, etc., but also comes Chayev in the Dim Doraisa, like Eretz Yisrael. Like our Mishnah, it's only when the boat is touching ground in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda kedaitet. Rabbi Yehuda poter b'mayim shemem mamish. Rabbi Yehuda kufaus his line of reasoning that he potters by water because water has no mamoshus. And I have written down here next to the Levi Yerushalayim the word wow. And the reason why I wrote wow is because of the connection here. But in Masechet Beitza it says a woman who borrows from her friend water and salt for their for her dough on Yontif, you can only take the dough to the place of Tchum where both of them can go, because since the water and the salt were borrowed on Yontif, they already were kind of shvisa by the original owner, and therefore they have her Tchum plus the Tchum of the new one, of course, who put it into her dough. Rabbi Yehuda, however, holds that if the one who gave the water, her water does not impede upon the other woman from going wherever her tchum lets her go, and the first woman's tchum is not, doesn't have to be taken into account. Why? Because ma'im ein ben mamish, they're not choshev. So Rabbi Chagai holds that waters are considered vaistachois, we see from this, the waters are considered kilu einam, as if they're not there, and they're like airspace. And even that's why even water in the keli doesn't acquire shvisa. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds that when the Sfina is not kosheshes, it's potter from Meiser, because since it's the water ain't bo mamish, it's as if it's airspace. And it's airspace, which is mapsik between the Sfina and between the ground. Amazing svara. Okay, says Gemara, lo mistabro. It doesn't make sense to say that way. Do el mechavashitose. It should say the exact opposite. It should be that since it's like airspace, so therefore it should be like a perforated planter, which is on top of yusedos, on top of pegs. Well, you know, it's chayv and trumas and maisa doraisa. So therefore it should be as if it is actually being yoinek directly from the land, from the ground underneath. Again, El Mechavashitosi, Loitz Asfina Gosheshes, Kimo Shasfina Gosheshes. If it wasn't Gosheshes, it'd be like Shosheshes. And there we see that that's not the case, right? Loitz Asfina Gosheshes, Maasro Seah Mealocha. We see that Rabbi Huda holds when it's Gosheshes, Chayav Maisus the Rabbonon. Like the Otit Sheino Nakuv. I'm sorry. When Sfina is not kosher, it's only chayav maaser d'rabbanan, like an otit she'eino nakuv, like a non-perforated planter. So therefore, it can't be like Rabbi Chagai, who also holds in b'mamish, because then it should be chayav d'oraisa because of the uninterrupted air link between the planter and the ground. This just continues and tells us tarmen al otit she'eino nakuv me'otit she'eino nakuv aleh. Since the Sfina is not kosher, since chayav is only d'rabbanan, so you can take trumas and maasers from it on Altichainon Nakuv, a non perforated plant, there's also another rabbanon from Altichainon Nakuva on it conversely as well. And that goes like Kodad Tani, like that which we learned. Altichainon Nakuv, Masresa Mealocha. Halocha here means only the rabbanon, not Alocha Mosh Misinai. Uchumasa in a Madamas, it's true if it gets mixed up, it doesn't create Meduma, it's just Batel. And if a Zor eats it, he's not, he doesn't, when he makes reparation, unlike Truma the Right, so he has to eat a fifth, he doesn't have to add a fifth over here. Rahilo Shemeleza said, Akona Otitznaka Basuria, somebody buys a perforated plant or Tsuria, Afa Bishlokana Offer Shatakhtov, even though it does not buy the land underneath it, Vikarka Shal Gabov, or the dirt over it, in other words, he doesn't buy the ground of the goy underneath, alternately, if the zroim are yonik from the karka on top, which belongs to the goy. Again, it's a planter in Surya. Nevertheless, it is chayv a maisel shvius mi de rabbanon. Since essentially like the like it would be in Eretz Yisrael, and even though the karka of a goy is generally mafkia from Ma'aser Chutz La'aretz, here since you own an otzich and a nakuv, which is as if it's connected to the ground, so therefore it's as if you own the land yourself and it's chayev. I feel nasu gabi sheyesedos, even if it's in the air, even if it's not on the land, even if it's way up high on pegs. And af Rav Yehuda Moidebo, even Rav Yehuda holds that a spina has to be go she'eshes, that's only with water interrupting between the boat and the ground. But here, where it's just airspace, then nevertheless it is considered to be connected. And the reason why he says this is a very interesting svara. Spina, ma beino lebein spina, why is he moide on this, whereas by spina he argues, spina oile vioredis, a spina goes up and down, meaning it's not considered kavua. So it's not considered kavua, it's not considered to be like the ground underneath. But it's always moving. But in the case of the atzitz nakuv, so since the atzitz nakuv is permanently embedded in that place, therefore it is not considered to be not permanently necessarily, but it's not moving up and down, it's not rocking back and forth. So therefore, it's considered to be sufficiently kavua in order that you should be chayev in trumas u'maisras kedin surya, of course. The next gemara goes on. Back on the Mishnah, the Mishnah said that dough which is nilosha but may peros, if it's needed with may peros, it's chayavis in the chala. So Rabbi Yezbe Yezbe Rabbi Chanina Amara the Rabbi Lezer ben Yehuda Ishbir Susa. This is going like Rabbi Lezer ben Yehuda Ishbir Susa. The Tzinina Amara we learned over there, Lezer ben Yehuda Ishbir Susa, Oimim Bishum Rabbi Yoshua. He says, name Rabbi Yoshua, that may peros work to connect an entire Esau, even though they're not Makabel Tuma, but they can work to connect it, and therefore Pasal Es Kula. If a Tfu Yom touches it, it's considered to connect all the grain, and therefore it is Makabel Tuma. Akiva Amar Mishma, Akiva disagrees. Akiva says, in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, Lo Pasal Elamoka Mago, and therefore since it doesn't connect the dough, it's only the place where the Tfu Yom touches, so therefore it is not considered to be an Isa vis-a-vis Mi Peros as well. Says Rav Gemara, Rav Shimon Lokesh Shemer Mapli. When's the Mapli? Because Shukshra v'Acharkach Nilosha. When it first was Mukshar Kabo Tuma, and then by some contact with water, and then afterwards it was Nilosha. It was muted with the May Peros. Shemay Peros Mechabrin Lachshir, because the May Peros are connect the Esau, which has already been Mukshar by the water, in order that the Hechsher Tuma should allow part of it to come to me and then spread. But it was initially Nilosha with May Peros. And then the water comes in contact with part of it, not the whole dough. So then if it comes, Ein May Peros, it should be Mechubar. These are both, instead of Mechavin and Mechubar, it's Rashi and Rav Gros say it's Mechubar. Ein May Peros Mechubar. In that case, the May Peros does not spread Hechsher. It can spread the Tuma, but it can't spread the Hechsher. So he holds that our Mishnah is only going to be less than Yehuda Ish Bar Susa. Rav Chiya Bar Yehoshua said, Divrei HaKoli. Everybody agrees in our Mishnah. I forgot that Rabbi Akiva Mar Tamon and Peperos again mechabrin l'tuma, even though he holds that Peperos don't connect with tuma, but he holds that Peperos mechuvarin l'chala. Even though he's not, he holds it's not mukshar, does not mention to the tuma, but nevertheless, here in terms of making a dough, it's considered to be a dough.
Only is what only are seven beverages which are mechaber, and those are the shivas hamashkim, yad shachatam, yayin, dvash, shemen, what's the ches, chometz, tal, dam and maim. I think that's what it is. Rabbi Yossi boy, my tamers. Concerning what did he say this? Rabbi Shimon Levi say this concerning l'chala or in terms of tumah. That in order to have the shiur chalin, the only things that shemachaber the dough are the shivas hamashkim. Is in terms of tumah. In tamer l'chala, if you're going to say it's in terms of chala, now the way this is supposed to be taiched. If you're going to say in terms of chala, it's not oisa chibur. If you're going to say that in terms of chala, only shivas hamashkim make chibur and not may peros, is certainly kol shkein l'tuma. There's certainly the other mashkin other than the shivas hamashkim don't make a chibur l'tuma. However, in Tema L'tumah, if you're going to say the other mashkim don't make a chibur l'tumah, halachala lo. In terms of chala, that may not necessarily be the case. In terms of chala, they may make a chibur, meaning in the final analysis, it is a dough. Rabbi Yehuda Pshitalei, l'chala, the Rabbi Yehuda had to clear that, but it was simple to him that a chala, that is not a chibur in terms of chala, doesn't make a dough, and then kol shkein l'tumah, certainly doesn't make a chibur in terms of tumah. Rabbi Yonah Kedaiter, Rabbi Yonah follows his line of reasoning. Rabbi Yonah Tani, the Rishim Be'yuchai. Rabbi Yonah Tani, the center, writes the name of Rishim Be'yuchai, and also Rishim Levi, Tani, the Rishim Be'yuchai. Rishim Levi also writes the name of Rishim Be'yuchai. The Tani, Rishim Be'yuchai Omer, Rishim Be'yuchai, Rabbi Tafran Omer, Nema Kan Chalo, I guess Rishim Be'yuchai, and Rabbi Tarfon said, or Rabbi Shimon Yochai Neymar Rabbi Tarfon said, it says by Chala, Chala Tarimu Truma, and it says, Neymar Lahalon, it says by Parsha Miluim, Chalas Lechem Shemen. Ma Chala, Neymar Lahalon, so Yibu Shemen, just like the Chala, Chala, which is stated by Miluim, is one which is made with oil, Av Chala Shneymar Kan, so to the Chala which is mentioned here, Asu Yibu Shemen, is also Chala which is made with oil. V'shemen achad le'achon b'shivas ha-mashkinu, and Shevin is one of the seven mashkim. So therefore, we learn that only that which is made with shivas ha-mashkim is considered to be a true dough vis-a-vis chala, but not something made with other fruit beverages. If it's not a chibur in terms of chala, it's certainly not a chibur in terms of tumah. Rabbi Yezi b'shem Rabbi Shabtai, Rabbi Chia b'shem Rabbi Yishim ben Lakish, the chala until sedaim odam mahalich arba milim. This thing is brought down in the Yerushalmi, also in Brachos Perches, and in the Baalim Psachim. A person is walking down the road, and he has a dough which has to be kneaded, and within four meal he has a, the mountain will take him to walk, four meal he has, some of you can knead the dough, but Tahara, you should wait till he gets there in order to be able to take off Chala, but Tahara. Also the same thing in Tiyas Adayim. A person should walk four meal in order to walk wash in Tiyas Adayim, if at all possible, of course. And, he said the tzaddik only to walk in front of him at four meal. But in backwards, he doesn't have to go at all. I think it's in the Bible, it's a shear of a meal backwards. Perhaps I'm mistaken about that. But here it says he doesn't have to walk back in the other direction at all. Those people who are static, they are watching gardens and orchards. So what's their status? Are they like before and they have to walk four meal in order to watch chachrem, but they don't have to walk like after and they don't have to walk, no, it's back. Is their status like people who are walking the same direction, therefore they have to walk four meal in order to watch, or is it people who would have to walk in the opposite direction and therefore they don't have to walk backwards in order to wash? So says the Gemara, Mishmini Meado. Let's turn from here. Ha'isha Shavis Kotza Chalosa Amruma. A woman can sit and take off her challah when she is naked, and she can make a bracha because when she's sitting on the ground, her erva is covered. And this woman, she's sitting at home. We say we don't make her get dressed in order to make the bracha. Here too, the shomer ganas pradesim, they don't have to go and leave their place. So when you're static, we don't make you move in order to find the water. It's only when you're traveling anyway. Tani, we learned in a brisa, the water which one washes before one comes to eat, reshus, are optional. The shalach mazon chova, and those which are afterwards are a chova. Now, of course, my mishurim is really also a mitzvah, then definitely make a bracha to the other guy, but in comparison to my machronim, which are, of course, mivnei asakana and mel stomi, so they are only reshus, while the my machronim are chova. El Shabishoim Naitu Mafsik. However, in the Mayim Rishonim, you can wash and stop. In other words, you wash twice. The first ones are Matar, the hands, and the second one are Matar, the water which is on the hands. Ushnim Naitu Veinu Mafsik. And the second water is Mayim Achronim, you don't have to put on twice. Mao Mafsik, and now Gemara explains. Mao Mafsik, what does it mean? Mafsik, Rabbi Yaakov Racha Amar, Naitu Veshoni, wash twice. Rabbi Yaakov Rabbi Yitzchak boy, Noitel v'shoyne v'ata marta reshus. Yaakov Rabbi Yitzchak asked, it says, Noitel v'shoyne, it says, you have to wash another time. And this is all optional. How can you possibly say that it's optional if there are all these detailed halachas? So, Gemara says, according to Rosh Saru, it should say east instead of in. East boy, meima arba milin v'ata marta reshus. And some say they asked a different question. He said, you have to go 4 mil in front of you, and you're still calling it Rishus. How can it possibly be you have to walk 4 mil in something which is optional? So, of course, the Gemara doesn't give an answer, and the answer is, like we, I think, is like we said before, that vis-a-vis my machronim, it's Rishus, but vis-a-vis themselves, they certainly are a mitzvah, as is customary nowadays. Am Rabbi Yaakov Ali Rishonim Nechal Busar Chazir, on the first Mayim Rishonim, pig flesh was eaten by a Jew, Valashneim, and on the second waters of my Machonim, Yotzi Ishim Rebesom, whom was divorced. The story is brought down in the Bavli and Yuma and Chulin. A certain Jewish storekeeper would sell Jews kosher meat, and to Goyim he would sell non-kosher meat, and a certain Jew came and didn't wash his hands, and the store owner thought he was a Goy and gave him pig meat. And the second story is a person gave money in the hands over to his host on Erev Shabbos, and after Shabbos, his host denied it. And while they were speaking, he saw that there were lentils on the man's lips. And he went to the guest went and said to the wife of the hostess, "Your husband said you should give me my wallet, and this is the simon that you should know that he is the one who told me because he ate lentils today." And the husband found out about this, and when he found out about this, he divorced his wife. I don't know why she wanted to remain married to this guy, but that's what the Gemara says. That's a bad thing. And some say that that three people were killed. He killed his wife. And by the way, the mustache, of course, is from that. They were admitted to wipe the mustache when he washed my machronim, and that was not done. He didn't wash my machronim, so that's why it was obvious to tell that he still had eaten lentils because it was still on his mustache. Some say that three souls were killed in this story, that he killed his wife, and his son came and got upset at him, and he killed his son, and after he saw that he killed both of them, he himself went and committed suicide. Now that we said before that a woman can sit and take off challah while she's naked means that the buttocks are not considered to be an erva. That's in terms of making a bracha, that she can make a bracha even though her buttocks are revealed. However, but for a man to look at a woman, kafil kosher also even much less is forbidden. Because at a time like we learned about mistaka about keva shalish, if somebody looks at the heel of a woman in order to benefit from a pleasure from it, can mistaka be tzarechem as if he's looking at her womb. By mistaka be tzarechem, and somebody looks at the womb, kiyu boil that as if he has relations with her. Shmuel amar kobi sherva, the wife, the singing of a woman is erva. Matam, it says, "V'yomik kol znusa v'techonefa aretz v'gomer." It will be from the voice of her her prostitution, that land will be full of evil deeds. So we see that the voice of the women can bring the day's news. Ravuna Mar Oimed Hu Adam Al Atzo Mispalel, a person could stand over dung and dive in there. Uvad as as long as he's not touching it, such as where his shoe is covering it, his flesh is not touching it. Yashavlo Kinech also, when a person sat down to make and he did not then wipe himself, it is forbidden to read Kriya Shema. It's talking about when the Levi Shlaim says, talking about a case where a person wiped but didn't wipe fully, and when he sits it could be seen, when he stands it does not, so can't be seen, that he still has soul left, and that person cannot reach him. Amrei man afagav lomar Rabbi Yosi, should be grotchens Rabbi Huna, afagav lomar Rabbi Huna hadam yilso amar de kavasa. Even though Rabbi Huna didn't say the favors this aloha of sitting and not wiping, he said something similar. You see, explicitly he said a person should not stand over the tzor and daven. He can't stand over the tzor and daven as long as his flesh is not touching the tzor itself. And the issue here, of course, is when he sits and doesn't wipe. The concept is that his flesh is no gay b'tzor, so this is the same type of idea. Halacha Beis says the Mishnah further. Mishnah Yechol Asosis Sosa B'Tara, somebody who cannot make his dough under conditions of B'Tara, Yase Kabinish, make it less than the shear, which is Roy L'Chala, and then he's not going to be Matama Yasen B'Tuma, he's not going to be Matama his Chala. Akiva Me Yasen B'Tuma, Vayasen Kabin. Akiva said he should make it in Tuma and not try and pattern himself by doing less than the shear. Shem shu koyel l'toyel, kachu koyel l'tmeya, because the same mitzvah you get for calling chala toyel, you get for designating chala t'meya as well. L'zuko en chala b'shem, this one you call chala b'shem, meaning with a bracha, l'zuko en chala b'shem, so therefore you can get the mitzvah of chala. Avo kabayim, if he makes it into small batches, en lem chala b'shem, you can't take off chala the bracha, so you don't want to lose that mila. If you make your dough in small batches and they touch each other, there's still parts of between minachal at yeshucha until they bite each other, meaning until they have a significant connection with each other. Rabbi Lez, the shear is kind of like if you pull them apart from each other, so then the stem will stick on from each other. They won't pull apart smoothly. If you take bread out of the oven and you put it into a basket, the basket is mitzarif everything which is within it in terms of challah. Says Gemara, that which we learned to do yasen akabin according to Tana Kama. Ma pachas me'arbamil yasen b'tara. Arba meal sena kabin. We try and reconcile that with the Gemara we said before about going arba meal in order to do betaro. So what is? How do we reconcile? Do we say if it's less than four meal, you should do a betaro and wait? In other words, wait to get to the leader who can eat betaro. Arba meal, if it's more than four meal, yes, sena kabin. You should make it in small batches. Ibar boss meal, or is it our boss meal sena betaro? Is it that four meal up to four meal? You should do it. If up to and including four meal, you should do a bitara. You ice about meal, and if it's only more than four meal, then you have to send him a copy. Now you should make a small batch. Let's start from here. The Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Avva, Rabbi Chiya Bar Avva said, go on Kesorin. Like from here, wherever he was, till Kesorin, you have to go and try and do a bitara. The Kesorin lava abas milinu, and Kesorin wasn't four meal away. This teaches us arba mil yasena batara, yotzim arba mil yasena kabin. It teaches us that precisely four mil, you still do a batara, only it's more than four mil, then you can make a small batches. Rabbi Ami Yori Bekfar Shemi lasos isa gedoyla betuma. He allowed you to do isa, make even a large dough under conditions of tuma. I have a loincha marba kabin high, because mil high, there were less than four mil to a place where there was a person who could knead the dough as door. Came with an aramafsi, kamishyesham arbas mil, yes, but there was a river in between. And this was a river interrupting, so therefore it was as if it was more than four mil, and therefore he allowed them to do it here under conditions of tumah.